New Junta has jailed journalists and anyone else capable of exposing the violence. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Crisp numbers this weekend, but a big warm-up just around the corner. Next week, we're talking some 70s in the forecast. Stretch of dry weather for us for the next 5 days or so. High today, 46. Low tonight, cold, 26. And sunshine Sunday with high temps in the mid-40s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM studios are sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions in Annapolis and Towson. 410-266-1120 or visit SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Unexpected events can devastate business, but help is available. Maryland's layoff aversion strategy helps employers retain workforce during an economic downturn. It's simple. Employees keep working with reduced hours. State unemployment insurance covers a portion of the time lost. Everybody wins. Employees retain benefits and income. Businesses remain open. Learn more at labor.maryland.gov/worksharing. Succeed together. Maryland Department of Labor.
Monday on the Derek Hunter Show, Democrats are pushing really quickly to pass their $2 trillion COVID stimulus bill before anybody can find out what is in it. What are they hiding and why? You can guess. We'll talk about it from 9 until noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with my beautiful and gracious wife. Her name is
me,
Robin, and it's R-O-B-Y-N-N, by the way, just in time for spring. Saw a bunch of robins in the yard the other day, didn't we? Like 50 of them, 100 of them.
Yeah, it was kind of creepy, actually.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, it was kind of like the birds, the movie Hitchcock film. But yeah, they were out there, and so we know that spring is beginning to sprung. So here we are. I'll tell you what, it's when's daylight savings time? I think that's
next week.
Is that next week?
Isn't it?
I don't know. I think so. So we had a pretty good week. Nothing exciting happened. Robin went to the dentist.
Yippee.
I went to the I went for my 6 month follow up to the what's that person called?
Dermatologist,
yeah, after I had that little skin cancer surgery.
I bet if we don't sound like a bunch of old people.
Huh?
We sound like a bunch of old people.
Oh, I know. But, you know, hey, look, reality is reality. So got out and about a little bit this week to see some folks. Went to Clyde Sports Shop and went to, where else did I go? Oh, I went to Linex and saw the folks over there. How do you like the way we're doing our Facebook presentation now, Robin?
I like it. I've been getting a lot of comments and things are going well.
Yeah. So, are you distracted over there?
No, I'm right here.
Uh-huh.
I'm wonderful.
I got it. Okay. She's working with the TV remote going up and down the grid trying to see what she's going to watch while the show's on.
That's not what I'm doing.
Yes, you are.
No,
I think here's what I think we ought to do today, Chris. I think we ought to only screen calls for Robin and have her answer them.
No.
Yes,
okay.
I like that idea.
You like that idea?
I do.
There we go.
I'm busy right now. Y'all go on.
410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And
I'm for the show. I'm busy.
Do what? You're busy.
Hey, look, it took everything I had to get out of bed this morning.
Oh, I bet it did.
And so, I went to bed early last night.
I just couldn't get motivated.
Well, that's odd, because before the show, you had more energy than Alan and I combined, and now that we're on the air, all of a sudden it's I don't have enough information.
I know.
I didn't say that. No, I just said I'm doing something.
Shopping the TV grid.
No, I'm not. Leave me alone.
What are you doing, recording stuff?
For the week, yeah.
Great. Here's how it works. Robin
records. You know something, Alan? You could really go down quick. You keep it up.
Robin records probably 23 hours of cooking shows every day, and maybe some shows that we watch together, you know, in the evenings. And then when I want to watch something, I got to navigate through the whole Hulu, Amazon, whatever system she has here, and get on Real TV and go to the cable and hit the Outdoor Channel or Discovery or something.
He hasn't learned to use the remote yet. Okay?
Oh, I hate that remote.
So it's not that there's an issue. He hasn't taken the time to learn how to use a remote.
So when my shows are on, if I'm sitting back here, she's in bed, I'm sitting back here watching the Outdoor Channel or watching something like that, and it comes to the end of the show, all of a sudden there's a little blip that comes up. We are recording such and such and so, we have to change channels. So I've got to turn the TV off. Wait a couple minutes, turn it back on. By that time, the beginning of the show's over, so I'm in the middle of the show. It's just so much fun watching TV.
If you learned how to use a remote, you wouldn't have a problem.
I don't know how to get around your recordings, but that's me. I'm technologically challenged, and I've admitted it on the air several times. Haven't I, Chris?
Yes.
See? So, anyway, we're getting back to the Facebook. I think we better let that one slide for now. Getting back to the Facebook thing, okay? So Robin told me that we do have so many digital services for people. With the magazines are all online, the Bucks, Bears, and Stags Facebook page and website, a couple other things that we do. So I said, okay, I'll tell you what. We'll upgrade our online presence, but I have to do it at my speed. You know, like the tortoise and the hare fable. So that's my speed. I'm slow and steady. So, and I always thought that won the race, but maybe that fable was totally wrong. But I don't think so. So I said, if you give me the opportunity to work this at my own pace, we'll do it. So we did that,
Alan,
with the radio show. What?
There's a tortoise and a hare.
Yeah.
And then there's a slug.
Did I tell you about the slug and the rabbit met in the woods? I think we told that one last week.
You did.
Okay. So I said, okay, let's start with the radio show. And she was happy with that because, quite frankly, you know, the radio show has a Facebook page, but it wasn't doing anything with it. It was just kind of limping along. So I put a post on my page with to my friends about the radio show, put the link up there to the Outdoors and Radio Show Facebook page, and voila, things happened. People started liking our page. I started putting more posts on the page, and I want to thank all of you in our audience. So that's working out well, and we want to continue to build that. Next week, we'll have some pretty cool stuff to put on there. I got to talking with a friend of mine, and we're planning on a little bit of a show next week if he follows through with it. So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Well, Robin, there's a caller for you, Mark in Reisterstown.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking my call. Good morning to you, and I always love your show because it's so relaxing on a weekend, you know, after the busy week, and I turn it on, and I used to get out in the woods with my father, rest his soul. He'd take me out there, and I'm a little too old to get out there anymore, but I love listening and learning. And I was just going to say, on that remote, I had the same problem once. So here's what I did. I typed in the search bar, I typed in how to use, and I put in the model number of my remote, and luckily, it actually came up, and I got a tutorial on my, I think it was in YouTube or something, I got a tutorial on how to use my remote, because with 1,000 channels, who the heck can figure it out, and 50 buttons on the thing?
Well, Robin's got it figured out. Of course, she spends a lot of time watching TV, which is fine. It's on.
I really just have it on while I'm crocheting.
Yeah, it's on as a kind of a white noise in the background for her. But we do watch some shows together, and she does record those. I don't know anything about how to record anything. So, it's interesting.
I think I maybe have had a little white noise in my brain because I was going to ask you. I didn't write down the Facebook page. Is it The Outdoorsman on Facebook?
Outdoorsman Radio Show, yep.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that. I'll be looking that up and liking it.
Well, good.
Well,
I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
You're welcome.
We got some ideas for a little contest coming up that's going to play along with the Facebook page, but we're still working on it.
We're working on it, yep.
But we'll let you know.
So as part of that, I decided to revamp the website, ellisoutdoors.com. And really, the only thing that ellisoutdoors.com has on it, on the home page, are the links to The Outdoorsman Radio Show, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs, Bucks, Bears, Stags, and Geestern Shore. So you can go to any of our businesses off the Ellis Outdoors homepage. But if you go to the radio show, which is what the website is primarily for, you've got a little thing about meeting Alan and Robin, another little thing about the show, the history of the show, another little thing about how to get in contact with us, and the podcast page. Now, the photo link is broken. The Microsoft no longer supports Adobe Flash Player, so we're working on getting the photo page finished. I'm very proud of, you know, my career and the people that I've met, you know. I've had a lot of people on there that are well known in the outdoor world, and I just like sharing those pictures. So we've got all that on there, but the photo page is broken. But the links are all still there. We revamped the sponsors. We revamped the look of the page. And that's all done, believe it or not, that's all done by a former producer. And Chris, I don't know if you remember, Brian Tilton.
Yes, I've known Brian. Well, it's been a while since I've seen him, but we've crossed paths a couple times over the years.
Well, people in Baltimore will know Brian as Bulldog Tilton. Brian the Bulldog. He was a producer for another show host on another channel for years and years until he moved to New Hampshire. And now he's in Florida. Well, Brian and I are in the middle of this move, and I sent him, you know, some pictures, and we're going to put our sponsorship rates up there on the web page, and he's going to fix the link and all that. And I sent him a question, and he replied on the question yesterday afternoon, last night, and his mother passed away in New Hampshire suddenly. So he and his wife, Kendra, on their way to New Hampshire. So, for those of you who remember Brian Bulldog Tilton, you know, thoughts and prayers, please, for Brian. He's a good guy, and he's the reason that we have the podcast broadcast on the website at ellisoutdoors.com. He does it every week. He goes on there and posts it off of what they call the skimmer at the station. And I was looking last night. We go back all the way back to 2012 with those podcasts. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Yep. It's a long list.
I would hear.
Yeah. And I haven't labeled the special guests for a long, long time. So I don't know if I'll go back in and do that or not, but I'm kind of waiting for Brian to get back home. So, you know, Brian, man, he's been doing it for a long, long time. And I just wanted to, you know, let our listeners know that, Brian needs some prayer warriors out there for him and his family. So. All right. Any calls there, Chris?
No, sir.
Well,
the lines are quiet.
410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Yeah, like I said, we're planning a guest or two next week, and we'll post that on our Facebook page in plenty of time. After the show next week, I'm headed to Princess Anne. I don't know if Robin's going or not. Bucks, Bears, Stags.
No, I am not.
You're not going? Okay. Bucks, Bears, Stags is measuring deer. We'll have three of our team members at Wink Sporting Goods down in Princess Anne for those of you down that way that might have a nice sika deer that you'd like to have measured for the record book, a white-tailed deer. Even if you're taking a black bear in Maryland, you know, a lot of people from all over Maryland hunt up in western Maryland. So we're doing that. And who knows what kind of surprises will be there. We usually have some really good surprises. If you look at the Bucks, Bears, Stags social media, that's Bucks, Bears, Stags. That's real simple. Or bucks-bears-stags.com. That's our website. There's a link right at the top. You can click onto the Facebook page. You'll see some of the deer that are promised to be being measured. One of our team members is measuring one in a parking lot today here on the shore, a big deer. And that'll be up there either tonight or tomorrow. So it's exciting. It's exciting that the hunting season is over. The first record book is out. It's available online, and we're gonna be back to measuring again with common sense and COVID protocols. We missed all of last year basically, except for one event, a private event. So. That's cool. That's cool. Robin, you have anything to say? I kind of feel like I'm struggling here.
Oh, you're doing great.
Yeah, right. Be nice if you would engage a little bit.
I'm engaging.
Not with me. You're engaging with Chris.
No, our listeners.
What listeners?
Chris and John.
Chris and John? Oh, John. I saw John B. Was he on vacation last week?
I don't know. I didn't ask him.
Why didn't you?
I haven't gotten that far yet. He knows we're asking now.
Okay. Hi, John B. How you doing? Anyway. Oh, I see. You're answering him. Here we got a couple jokes.
I can't wait. That's one of the things I got erased from my phone when it did that little kabloop last week. I had all these fishing jokes.
I know.
Poop. I'll find them again.
Okay. Well, this is very canid and intense here from our buddy Joe today. So, yep. So a fox, a wolf, and a weasel all go into a restaurant. After the waitress seats them, she asks them for their drink orders. Water, says the fox. Coffee, growls the wolf. And pop, goes the weasel.
Let me read that again.
That's funny.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't hear the beginning of it.
No, because you were texting somebody rather than...
I talk to you all the time.
I know, but you should listen to the show in progress.
I am.
Hey, do you want to tell the people where we listen, where you used to listen to the show, or where you listen to it when you're not on?
When I'm not on, I'm on WCBM app, or I'm on Alexa on Tuned In Radio, and you can hear it on both of them.
Tuned In, okay, and WCBM.com app, right?
Yes.
Just go to WCBM.com, and I believe you can download the app.
Is that
right?
I know you were talking about it earlier, but
yeah.
All of our businesses now are online also.
Yeah.
And we were just we were missing that opportunity to really push that because you're not used to digital. So that's the reason I've kind of taken over that and kind of pushed you along.
Exactly.
And the slug is letting me do it.
I got it. Slug. You keep calling me a slug. Thanks. So.
I think it's cute. Slugs are cute.
Uh-huh. That's
how come. With salt on them.
Yeah. That's what you're doing. So we do welcome a new sponsor today. I talked a little bit about them last week. It's called Legacy Waters Environmental Services, and you'll be hearing their information coming up. But also on the Facebook page, we're able to support our sponsors. And I talked to Linex yesterday. We're going to see how we can do some promotion for them. We did put Legacy Waters' website and urged folks to look at their Facebook page. There's a lot of action videos as far as what they do. Now, if you're not interested in, you know, big machines hydraulically cleaning ponds, well, then don't look at them. But I find it interesting. They go to a pond that's clogged up, you know.
And it comes out beautiful.
And it comes out beautiful, but why is it clogged?
Because overgrowth.
No. Well, maybe, but in this particular case, there were two dead snapping turtles and three dead beavers in the pipe.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, how do you know unless you get down there and look? Or how do you know unless you get down there to it and start cleaning it up? So, I mean, it's just interesting. I picked that part up because it was very odd and exciting. So that's coming up here shortly. Our number again, 410-922-6680. We do appreciate texts and emails from our listeners. So we welcome that. And the contact page is on there. Oh, there we go. Oh man, you're not kidding. Yep. Good morning, Josh. How about some old recordings of the gentleman that used to call in and talk about his worldly travels? Yes. The chiropractor from downtown Baltimore. Traveled all over the world, met world leaders, and it won't allow his writings of all these stories to be published for another 100 years after his death. So I won't be around to see that, but that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. And, you know, I met another fellow like that who was a missionary who spent a lot of time in Ethiopia, which is, you know, the cradle of civilization, met Haile Selassie and talked about, you know, the wild game roaming his estate and that type of thing. Pretty cool stuff. I mean, you know, we think we're so savvy right now when you have people that were actually out there and met people. This Bill that Josh is talking about I know he met Gandhi. I know he met Haile Selassie. I know he met, who was the guy in the African jungle, the two explorers? Dr. something, I presume.
Livingston, I presume.
Dr. Livingston, he met Livingston. Yep. So, I mean, what tales
that was perfect.
They tell? I mean, we have some great listeners, you know. We had a caller a long time ago by the name of Kurt. I think his past now. It had the state record for Northern Pike, I believe, out of Loch Raven at one time, or at least a big giant one. So I'd like to hear from his relatives, too. So I never did really find out what happened to him, but there we go. All right. Chris, I think it's probably time for our first break, don't you?
Yes, I think so.
All right. Well, Clyde Sports Shop, I was there the other day. They were all geared up for the sale, the Let's Go Fishing sale, 10-day sale that started yesterday, March 5th. And all the rods and reels are on sale. The Shakespeare rods and reels, the Fluger rods and reels, the Ugly Stick. I think the Ugly Stick is updated, and some of them are pretty cool looking. The Penn spinning reels are all on sale, including the Battle 2 series. Fluger spinning reels on sale featuring the President series. There's kids combos. There's trolling supplies all on sale. And check out the selection of St. Croix rods while you're there. Those are really nice rods for the money. You know, St. Croix has been around a long, long time, and the sales representative, Getty Browning, I've known him for 30-some years. So, good stuff. The big thing is, if you want to put new line on your reels, you can get premium monofilament for half price, starting at 1 cent per yard. So strip the old line off your reels, take your spool in there, and let them fill it with fresh mono. And that doesn't include Power Pro, which is their braided line. All this at Clyde Sports Shop, live and frozen bait, licenses, rod repairs, and everything else you need for every other type of fishing. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway. Exit number 9, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop, open 7 days a week. I also stopped at Backyard Billy's the other day. I took some pictures, and we put them online on our Facebook page, and you can see some of the selection of some of the stuff. But you've put it off long enough. Spring has sprung. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friend. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. You'll see a giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. You can be seen from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. You know, I went inside and walked around. I really walked around, and I was surprised by the number of big umbrellas. I mean, if you've got a deck and you've got a party on your deck, and you can shade almost that whole deck with some of these umbrellas, freestanding umbrellas. They're really cool looking, cantilever umbrellas and others. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. Good selection on all of them right now. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings. They have these fire pits that stand above ground. You know, they've got expanded metal around them. They got decorations in the screen. They've got fish and crabs. They've got ducks. They've got every kind of cool-looking thing. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. At Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look great. And we'll be right back after this.
Yeah. Well, it's a cool weekend underway here for Baltimore with highs today near 46 degrees. Crisp numbers tonight. We're down into the mid-20s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of 44 and a low tomorrow night of 24 degrees. Big warm-up just around the corner, though. Next week, we're talking high temps pushing up close to 70 by Wednesday and Thursday. Real spring preview for much of the east and much of the heart of the country next week. And a dry stretch of weather for us here in Baltimore. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is, Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment.
Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He went off to Congress and served a spell.
I like that song.
I know, but he's in Congress now, and I don't want to talk about Congress. Or the General Assembly. But I do wish somebody would call and talk specifically to Robin.
Alan, would you stop doing that?
Why?
Cause,
and I agree with you.
See?
I'm shy.
Because
you're shy.
Right.
Yeah, you're shy.
Yeah, there was, what was it, a couple months ago where somebody referred to it. It's like, well, you know, Alan only shows up because the show's really the Robin Ellis show.
Uh-huh. That's right. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If we ever have a day that he can't, you are so doomed to having to talk to me for a whole day, Chris. We're in trouble.
Well, you can share some of your information that you do behind the scenes with all the wives who stay at home while their husbands go out and hunt, and you all can, like, you know, brainstorm of stuff to do when everybody's
hunting. That's a good idea, but I don't need to brainstorm. When he's out of here, I know what I got to do.
I understand that, but there may be some wives who have some other ideas that you didn't even realize.
That's true.
Don't encourage them to do crochet.
Well, what was it? Rosie Greer, the football player, did
knitting.
Needlepoint. Yeah.
He did knitting. He might have done needlepoint too, but he did knitting. That was his big thing.
Really?
I think so.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I don't remember. Do you remember? I know Rosie Greer was a great football player, but do you remember his part in history?
No, other than football, no.
You don't.
No.
He wasn't a Coca-Cola guy.
He was a security guy for Bobby Kennedy.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yep. He's the one that grabbed Sirhan Sirhan after Bobby Kennedy was shot.
Okay.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yep.
I usually know that kind of trivia.
Yep. So, no, you weren't born then, I don't think. Well, maybe you were a baby, but...
I was born.
No, she was a baby.
You were a baby.
I was 68.
Yeah.
I was 5. I wasn't exactly a baby.
Okay. If you say so.
Oh, so when you were 5 years old, you were really knowledgeable about current events.
Yeah, she was.
Six,
she was,
I was watching. I can remember watching the first man on the moon.
Yeah, because, I mean, I can remember sitting in class and they would roll the TVs in.
Yeah, they did.
And watching that.
Well, when the president, Kennedy, was shot, they put us all in the big the room between 5th and 6th grade and rolled back the wall, you know, mm-hmm. the classroom wall.
I was getting a bottle and when Kennedy was shot.
We were all there. Yeah, you probably were. We were all in there, and they rolled in the TV. I remember that part of it. So, John F. Kennedy. Yeah, remember
my
that?
My dad was in dental school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Because he said that whole class was doing patients, and then they were doing patients, practice patients, and it came over the intercom.
Right. See, John B. remembered that fact about Rosie. John B.'s right with us. How about that? Oh, here's a poem for you from our buddy Joe.
Oh, gosh.
This is a poem that my mother used to say.
I'm listening.
And he says it's for you.
Uh-huh.
Spring has sprung. The grass has riz. I wonder where the birdies is.
I like that. like that.
Yeah.
I miss all that stuff. My grandparents used to have, my grandmother used to have.
Oh, my grandfather.
All those neat. Well, she had neat lullabies and rhymes and stuff,
yeah.
You know, about two little girls in blue. Do you remember that one?
No. I don't remember that. I remember we were, my grandfather came into fishing late in life after he retired, and we were sitting at Prince Gallitzin State Park. We'd just gotten off of Glendale Lake with our boat, and I don't remember if we caught anything or not, but we got in the car in the parking lot, and it started to rain and thunder and lightning, and my grandfather looked up, and he said, "The thunder roared, the lightning crashed, and struck a pig right in the neck."
That's not the kind of stuff I was thinking about.
Oh, that's okay. Well, look, it was amusing to me at the time. I was just a kid, and I laughed my butt off at that one. So.
We used to have the raining, it's pouring, the old man snoring.
Yeah.
Went to bed, bumped his head, and couldn't get up in the morning.
Yep, I remember that one, too.
And my grandma used to always say, "I'm fine as frog's hair."
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty darn fine.
She was from Mississippi, right?
No, that one was from Alabama.
Oh, Alabama.
Arkansas. One of the A ones. Not Alaska. Arkansas or Alabama.
One of the A ones.
I can't remember for this minute.
One of
those two.
One of the ones that has new in front of it.
Well, she grew up most of her life in downtown D.C., okay? She was very, very young when she moved from Alabama or Arkansas. Arkansas, I think. I can't remember. She never knew her dad. Her dad was a travel and salesman.
Wow.
He was 75 when she was born.
How old?
He was 75 when she was born.
Wow. Let's talk to Jack in Reisterstown. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I've got a question about, a two-part question about the Bay Bridge. The first is, so there's two spans, and there's talk now and a study of where to put the third span.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering, as Eastern Shore people down there in the eastern area, would you prefer the third span be someplace else, say more like in the northern bay to get over to the western to the eastern shore? And the second question is, why did they ever pick that spot driving over the Bay Bridge? It looks like an engineering marvel, like they picked the deepest part of the bay to build a bridge over.
I don't know that. I don't know the question to that. Answer to that.
Well, the way the Bay Bridge is built is to allow ship traffic to get into the port of Baltimore.
Wasn't that where the ferry ran to?
No, the ferry ran over to Best Pitch, I believe, didn't it?
Best Pitch.
Over towards Rock Hall. What was it called?
Betterton.
Yes, Betterton.
But it also went to Love Point.
Did it go to Love Point?
Mm-hmm.
There's
a big hotel down there.
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. I guess you'd have to take a look at the history of the Bay Bridge. And as far as the people on the shore are concerned, they don't want it anywhere.
Yeah.
They pretty much think there's no life west of the Chesapeake Bay. You know, that's the older
things have changed over here from when I moved over here.
But I have seen signs up in Kent County say no to the Bay Bridge. What did you say, Rob?
Nothing.
No, go ahead.
No, that's all right.
Please.
People have, I mean, the demographics have changed over here, but the old timers, they still don't like the people. You know, they still like the quiet life over here, and they don't want any more.
Right.
They have to. Well,
and the traffic, I guess the traffic's terrible during the summer.
It is.
It's better than it used to be, I can tell you. It's not good, but we would sit. My dad had an office, a dental office, right on Route 50 in Graysonville. And when we would get over here finally for the weekend before we moved over here, and I've been over here almost 50 years now, we would put out lawn chairs and laugh at the people stuck in the traffic. And they wouldn't move for an hour and a half. We'd sit there and watch the same daggone car. It was awful.
Yeah.
You couldn't move anywhere.
Well, they've improved 404 to get to the beach that way. They've regulated the traffic lights to give Route 50 more faster access to Ocean City that way. You know, people stuck on the side roads on 404 or 213 or down here in Easton, you know, minutes and minutes and minutes go by while you're waiting for the light to change.
Oh, he cusses this light.
I don't like the light here at Goldsboro.
Every summer he cusses it.
But I will tell you this, sitting here in our back room in front of our fireplace, sure beats trying to beat that traffic home on a Saturday morning from Baltimore.
Yeah, I've been caught in the traffic there.
Yeah.
When you're about 17 miles from the Bay Bridge and you're already in a rolling backup, you know you're in for a long
day. You're in for a long day. You're exactly right. Yep.
All right, so, my friends.
Hey, well, look, I'm sorry I couldn't answer your questions with more intelligence, but I know that, because I don't know.
I will look into that, why they put the Bay Bridge where they put it.
I'm sure
yeah,
you
it certainly
can.
Seems like the most difficult part to build it, so it must have been a political reason.
Oh, there's all kinds of political reasons for all kinds of things in this state. I can tell you some of them. But it's, you know the compass system that we use to purchase our hunting and fishing license online?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, well, you can go online. It's called the Compass system, and it's how you purchase your hunting and fishing license and stamps and things like that. And it was a political payback to an O'Malley donor who had no experience in developing any kind of web-based system for anything.
And so it probably doesn't work real well.
It didn't in the beginning. They've refined it, but it sure didn't work very well in the beginning. DNR couldn't access the specifics that they needed to access. They couldn't tell you numbers. They couldn't tell you, demographics, nothing. It was a terrible system, but it's been updated and upgraded, and it's not bad right now. But it's not the best, but it's not bad. So. Well, thank
right,
you for the
friend.
Call, buddy.
Very good.
Appreciate it. Yep. Let's talk to Clay. Good morning, Clay. How are you?
Good morning. How is everyone?
Everyone's good.
Good.
Good. Hey, about the Bay Bridge, a couple things. The western terminus of the ferry was about 50 feet south of where the bridge is. It was right there. That's why the bridge started there.
That's where the ferry launched. Okay.
That's where the ferry was. Also, I remember being a kid down there and a teenager and even later, all the horrible, horrible traffic. And Willie Don Schaefer was the one that started to reach the beach program.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I remember that.
By
yeah.
eliminating traffic lights and building interchanges and so on. And when he lost the Eastern Shore in his reelection bid, he was so angry with the Eastern Shore, he called it an outhouse.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
And he said, everything we did for you people on the Eastern Shore, we were like, no, you did it for the people on the Western Shore.
Right.
To get here, you didn't help us a lick.
No. So you were there probably the same time I was there. And
yeah.
I can remember during the summer, like I said, how you couldn't move to get down the Route 50 or anything, but in the winter from Dad's office, I could walk over to Stuckey's or Ebb Tide to get a sandwich across Route 50, and my parents would let me do it at like age 10 and not worry about it because there was no traffic.
Right. God, Stuckey's. I've forgotten all about Stuckey's.
I love Stuckey's. Love Stuckey's cheeseburgers.
Yeah, it was a cool store. So. Anyway,
yep.
I just wanted to reminisce a little bit about that god-awful 50.
Well, we love to reminisce on here. You call back anytime, okay?
All right, thanks. Good
Thank you so much.
You.
All right.
Have a great day.
Take care.
Hey, I knew it had to do with the ferry.
Okay.
I remember something about that.
I wasn't here then, so.
I wasn't here when they built it. Well, I was here when they built the second bridge.
I got it, yeah. No, I wasn't here for either one of them. I moved to Maryland in 83. So, hey, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use, some room of your house? Well, we did, too. It's right here in the back room, and that was just a hole in the wall. It sucked the heat out. So we fixed it when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know how? Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. Hearth America did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert, and it sure filled the room with heat today. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. Well, cold weather's on its way out, but so you can be ready for the cold weather next winter. BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Clyde Sports Shop. Yep, the sale began yesterday. Rush in there today and get your spools filled with fresh line, starting with just 1 cent per yard. It's half price all the way through the sale. It's the Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale. Ends March 14th, next Sunday. Tackle for perch and trout is all on sale. All rods and reels are on sale. The ugly sticks from Shakespeare are on sale. The Fluger rods and reels are on sale. Take a look at the St. Croix rods while you're there. All the trolling tackles on sale. They've got everything you need for rockfish, circle hooks and bucktails and umbrellas and parachutes and everything for every kind of panfish as well. And crabbing supplies, fishing license, rod repairs, lures, hooks, terminal tackle, you name it, they've got it at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. They're open 7 days a week, and the 10-day sale is going on now. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Several good articles about the Bay Bridge, including Wikipedia, which...
Wikipedia's a good one?
Well, I mean, it's just interesting. You know, actually, it was first suggested in 1907.
Wow.
But because of a lot of different reasons, it was turned down. And they asked, one of them was because they thought everybody was going to have personal airplanes at some point.
Personal airplanes?
And the cars would be obsolete.
Wow, but, that's pretty cool.
Anyway, and it also tells you where the ferries ran. It did have to do with the ferry, but ferries ran to... There to Broad Creek on Ken Island.
Right.
They've ran to Claiborne.
Okay.
And to Tolchester.
Wow.
So it's really interesting. Very interesting. I learned a lot. So.
Well, wasn't there an amusement park over at Betterton?
Yeah, Betterton had an amusement park.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Well, that was a neat time back then.
Here's an even more important question.
Oh.
What's the difference between a coyote and a flea?
I don't know. What's the difference between a coyote and a flea?
Oops. One howls on the prairie. The other prowls on the hairy.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, what?
I just said okay.
Why do coyotes only howl at night?
Why do coyotes only howl at night?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I asked.
Because they can only see the cactuses during the day.
You mean they walk into them?
They're catching on.
It took me a minute.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think we have time to be fair with another caller unless there's one on the line. Is anybody on the line, Chris?
No, sir.
All
we are
right.
Running out of time for this hour.
Yes,
but
we are.
We've got another action-packed
hour.
I got a good one for you. Hold
What's
on.
That?
One day, two guys, Frank and Bob, were out fishing. A funeral service passes over the bridge as they're fishing, And Bob takes off his hat and puts it over his heart. And he does this the whole time the funeral service passes. When he's done, he puts it back on his head, and Frank said, "Gee, Bob, I didn't know you had it in you." And Bob replied, "It's the least I could do. After all, I was married to her for 30 years.
I like that. I will show you the same due respect.
That's fine.
Robin, you have to say something.
I have to say something, huh? I've been thinking about this hard.
Huh?
Okay, everybody, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. But do me a favor. Do one nice thing for somebody. That's all we got to do is start passing it on. Let's all start smiling again.
Amen.